This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Communist China has sold Americans a dazzling array of counterfeits and forgeries, including copyrighted books and music, expensive fashion apparel, and prescription drugs with ingredients that kill. China's latest venture into fakery is fake alcohol. The counterfeiters collect empty bottles of genuine alcohol, refill them with a cheap substitute from who knows where, and then resell this counterfeit alcohol to popular bars and restaurants in Beijing. The police discovered 37,000 bottles of this fake alcohol ready to be delivered. China's fake alcohol is generally made from one of three bases: ethylene glycol, which is antifreeze, which attacks the kidneys and heart and is potentially fatal; methanol, which attacks the retinal nerve and can result in blindness; and isopropyl, that's the name for rubbing alcohol. The China Bee Products Association claims that half of all honey sold in China is fake. The final Harry Potter movie was available in Chinese bookstores before it was released by the publisher. Beijing shops sell fake Gucci. One reporter saw a gift shop selling a suitcase full of fake U.S. $100 bills. Now let me give you an update on how Communist China is replacing the United States as the world's car maker. The company we all used to know as General Motors, which after it was bailed out by the U.S. taxpayers, is now informally called Government Motors, recently announced it will build a billion-dollar factory to manufacture Cadillacs in Communist China. Of course, the U.S. corporation had to get permission from Chinese communist authorities to build its factory and had to make it a joint venture with the Chinese company. Even the Wall Street Journal criticized GM for investing so many billions of dollars in China after getting bailed out by the U.S. taxpayers in 2009.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
And I remember hearing about this and just being absolutely shocked as a new father, as a human being. Sandy Hook really provided a traumatic experience for the masses. With the anniversary around the corner, I think it's appropriate for us to revisit this incident and take a closer look. At the time, I was reluctant to jump into the crisis actor theories and the theories about the multiple shooters, reluctant to get into the holes, and reluctant to immediately suggest that this was a false flag or a hoax or whatever you want to call it. But now I think we're far enough removed from it where I think we ought to take a look at this. And again, the disclaimer is, folks, that regardless if it was a false flag or a hoax or whatever you want to call it, the anti-gunners, they exploited the hell out of it. Of course, it had an unexpected repercussion where gun sales went through the roof and so on and so forth. But the powers that shouldn't be wanting to exploit these sorts of tragedies for the sake of pushing their agenda, you know, the whole Hegelian dialectic, sure as hell would use this regardless if they staged it or not. Agreed? All right. Joining us on tonight's show is investigative journalist Harold Save. Harold has been following this very closely and has put together a number of key aspects of it. And we'll take a closer look at this and move beyond Sandy Hook and take a look at what's on the horizon. And Harold, I want to start with 6-year-old Emily Parker. Do you remember that last name, Parker?
Oh, she was the girl that was seen on the photograph that was released. This the daughter of Robbie Parker's on the knee right. of President Obama when they released mm-hmm. a photograph after the shooting, and she was sitting on the knee of the president in a photo op that was not supposed to have been released. Somebody grabbed the Parker family picture and without editing it or clearing it, they just threw it up there and embarrass themselves. But anybody who wants to believe the agenda of the gun shooting, they will believe it. If they're Agenda 21 people for the global agenda, if they're all for it and for all this glad, happy stuff, they'll fall for it and they'll say, oh, that was just a mistake, and they just won't look at it.
That's right. And the Parker family has been active since their daughter's death, and he's been writing for the Huffing and Puffington Post. He says to the Huffington Post, there has been times where I felt like I had to hold on to the dark things like it was some responsibility I was supposed to carry. After the death, I felt paralyzed. Well, this is the same guy, if I recall correctly, who was laughing hysterically before he was supposed to start talking on his press conference. And I said at the time, you know what, Harold, everybody grieves in their own way. He could be grieving in a unique way, so maybe there's nothing suspicious about this. And I, you know, people said, no, Bob, this guy is obviously acting. This guy is obviously fake, and so on and so forth. Well, now, Steve, just in time for the anniversary, the Parker family has made a video called Evil Did Not Win, which honors the memory of Emily Parker and allows her to keep bringing good into the world. They have also created the Emily Parker Fund in her memory, which supports the arts with funding for school and community programs due to her love of art. Evil didn't win that day. We'll carry on that love that she had, said Alyssa Parker. And Mr. Producer, if we can cue a clip here of this video, I want to get your take on this, Harold. It's very well produced. It's quite nice.
Emily loved mornings. She loved making art. Emily loved being fancy. December 2012, Robbie and I, for Christmas for the girls, were going to transform this little crawl space into a playroom. Emily got the idea to give to children who didn't have toys. She went into her room with a box and began to fill the whole thing up with toys. This became her last project.
The video footage of her taking the toys is clearly staged. And I don't know if that means anything, but I just think that the appeal to emotion with this sort of thing, the appeal to the tragedy and the trauma is so prevalent. Meanwhile, nobody's taking a close look at what's really happening here, what's really going on. Now, in this video, Harold, you'll be surprised, or not so surprised, rather, to know they didn't include that photo of the girls after on Obama's knee.
Yeah, they've caught their mistake, finally.
It's about time. So, all right, Harold, well, let's revisit this. Obviously, the 9/11 calls were big in the news just in time again for the anniversary. They have to reinforce the trauma around the anniversary time. Just like 9/11, they start to amp up the propaganda and remind everybody about how traumatic and horrific that event was. I've noticed they've done the same thing. There's more propaganda, for lack of a better term, out there getting into the public's consciousness and seeping into their minds.
Well, it's a mind control conditioned sort of by the reality show context. When you watch TV, you give up your suspension of disbelief to a certain extent, and then you are led by your emotions to a conclusion that may or may not be right or wrong. So you are really not processing in the prefrontal cortex. You're processing through the emotion closer to the limbic system. And that's interesting, because Robbie Parker, that inappropriate affect that he displayed coming up to the microphone, has been hinted at as maybe a disorder is kind of rare, but it's when people laugh when they should be crying, or crying for no reason. And there's a name for the disorder, and it's been floated around that this disorder exists, and I've heard it several times. Rachel Maddow was just on TV with one of the Connecticut lawmakers and apparent alleged victims of Sandy Hook, and they came close to tears a couple of times in these interviews and milked the audience for what they were worth. And of course, you know who the audience is. It's less than a million people. The MSNBC and all those networks are losing their market share because people are listening to shows like this, and they're asking questions. And that's what I'd like to do, is that there's so much data on this from the memory hole. We can go over what's already been said by millions, but I'd like to find out if there's anybody out there in the audience who has new information, new perspective, who has been to Sandy Hook, or knows somebody, you know.
So we'll open up the phone lines then in that case, Harold, and see if anybody has any insights that they would like to share for the duration of tonight's show.
Well, we had two suspects. We had a guy named Ryan Lanza, whose name later changed to Adam Lanza.
Well, they found the ID there and so on and so forth. Yeah, we'll get into that. We'll dig into it a bit deeper after our break. 800-313-9443. If you have anything to add, please join us.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
All right, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. Harold, where would you like to pick it up?
Pick it up. The audience is welcome to participate here. We've got a situation where We've got the media working against us on just about every front. Dianne Feinstein was working on a bill to do gun grab months ahead of Sandy Hook. This all fits into the gun grab philosophy. But in all fairness, I have to say they're smart enough to know that this was going to cause a big run on guns. This and the Boston Marathon bombing and all of the questionable events that were lone gun shootings, lone wolf shootings at the Batman Theater. All of those things that have been popping up have just been leading the American people into the trap of the gun grab. When guns are so dangerous, but prescription medications that kill far more people that are legal are never talked about in this way as a crime. So,
well, they haven't come after the guns yet, but it, as everything else, it's incrementally going to take place, right?
Well, I think it's basically arming up America for a civil war. You listen to Glenn Beck and all those people, sometimes they're crazy, but there is an element of truth in all of this. It's a divide and conquer issue where you get people set against each other on ideologies, on the global warming issue. Look at that one. All the evidence has gone down the toilet. Michael Mann is appearing on TV and they're having debates on television, on CNN, like crossfire about climate change, you know, and people are threatening each other. And the goose steppers are more likely to be on the Democratic side. Or the socialist Democrats that are saluting all the way down the line, and the Republicans and the conservatives are not blameless in this. They're just basically on the right side. They're pointing in the correct direction, but they've got a lot of baggage that's holding them back. So, as a nonpartisan and no party affiliation, I'm able to think more clearly because I don't have any social alliances that force me to swallow the bait, hook, line, and sinker on some issues that I don't agree with in order to be respected in the group. So I avoid the groupthink by being nonpartisan.
Yeah, you ought to. I came across a very interesting article that's going to offer some new information about this that many people might not know yet, and Harold, I want to get your thoughts on this. Lobbyists profited big time from Sandy Hook. That's right, the lobbyists profited. After the tragedy at Sandy Hook Elementary last year, something was supposed to change. The murder of 20 children, a nation expected, would give rise to a different kind of political climate. Before Newtown, gun control was always seen as a non-starter, even after the shooting rampage in Aurora, Colorado in July 2012, or after former Representative Gabrielle Giffords was shot in broad daylight in 2011. Nothing really moved. But after Sandy Hook headlines read, Connecticut tragedy seems to stand out, or it's huge since the tragedy at Sandy Hook Elementary School, attention to the issue now has waned and pressured for action that has not diminished. The shooting prompted President Barry Sotero to wake a wanting liberal daydream, comprehensive gun reform, and make its administration's top domestic priority, and then not much happened, except something did. Gun control became a real legislative issue. Washington's gun rights reform lobbying machine kicked up into high gear as the Sunlight Foundation reports. Okay, you ready for these statistics, Steve? Harold? Steve's
yeah.
Coming up next hour. Over the past year, gun control groups reported spending five times as much on federal lobbying as they had the previous years. $1.6 million versus $240,000. The organization reports, which sounds like a lot until you consider the gun rights figures. Organizations backing gun rights, such as the National Rifle Association, reported lobbying spending of $12.2 million, more than seven times as much as the gun control groups. Whereas gun rights organizations went big on lobbying, gun control groups went big on directly appealing to people through ads. Taken together, these graphs show an enormous amount of money spent on effectively maintaining the status quo from both sides of the spectrum. So whether it was the gun rights folks or the gun control folks, in total, over $12 million was spent as a result of Sandy Hook.
Well, this falls right in line with what Naomi Klein is talking about. She's talking about disaster capitalism, shock doctrine, Naomi Klein. Get that book. And she outlines it right down the line that disasters will be created. Man-made disasters of all kinds, and my website is chemtrailsplanet.net, so I'm sidetracked with this issue, although I'm very interested in it. I'm investigating chemtrails and weather modification and stuff like that, but Sandy Hook was just low-hanging fruit. Anybody could investigate this issue, but there's just so much to tie together. But this is what's happening. We have all of these issues that are being turned into money-generating, revenue-generating machines. The foreknowledge at Sandy Hook is just off the top when you have issues like the United Way having their appeal website for donations up 3 days ahead of time.
I've talked about this with you before. I think that could be explained.
I don't know who you're listening to, Bob, but this cannot be explained in the way that the propensity of over a dozen sites. Now, this is a website. We're not talking about Twitter here. We're talking about a website that was set up by United Way 3 days ahead of time. And the bank accounts.
Yeah, but maybe they set up another site and they transferred it over to use it for this sake.
Well, that's nice to think of, and I thought of that too. But the content was already there three days ahead of time.
How do we know this?
That because it hadn't been changed or modified. You can tell by looking at the sheet. So. And then nobody looked at the bank account that was set up to receive at Newtown Bank the donations. This was set up ahead of time, and nobody has bothered to go in and subpoena the records. Getting back to this other issue of disaster capitalism, the National Rifle Association abandoned this issue knowing full well that there were problems with the story. So we can suspect that the National Rifle Association itself has been co-opted into this money-making, money-generating machine. And this is what worries me most, because the very organization that is designed to protect us is probably one day going to fold and give it all up.
Sure. We'll be right back.
This is the way they work.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful. A gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine, free memberships, and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now. Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Remember this?
Louis, his mom Lindsay and his grandmother Kathy. Oh, he's in third grade, Louis. Thank you, Louis. I asked all the kids what questions they want me to ask, because obviously this is a sensitive topic. So, Louis, you wanted me to ask you what you remembered from that day.
Yes. I remember that a lot of policemen were in the school. We were hiding under.
Did you catch that?
Yeah, I hope the audience did. The kid, he forgot his lines, it sounds like to me. Okay. He forgot what he was supposed to say, and he defaulted to telling the truth. Well, his propensity for the truth has been demonstrated when he corrected Oz about what grade he was in. He wouldn't let him get away with it. He's in the third grade.
I'm a third grader.
All right.
Dr. So, Oz is a liar, by the way, in his own right. He's promoted people getting vaccinated, and he doesn't even vaccinate his own children, is the story that I've heard.
Dr. Oz is part of the opposition. He's not part of the resistance. He's doing quite well at what he does. You even see the medical programs starting to side with, Monsanto is not so bad, that kind of thing. So, fluoride is not that bad for you. You don't really need it, after you're a kid, but if it's in the water anyway, it doesn't do any harm, right?
Sure, because ingesting it's just...
So they meet halfway with the audience, with the resistance to fluoride, by saying it doesn't help fight cavities after you're 6 years old. But they won't go so far as to say that it shouldn't be in the water. So they
give it to our children whose brains are still developing so that they... Yeah. Really get messed up, and we wonder why the Harvard study showed that the IQs were being lowered, and so on and so forth.
The precautionary principle is good for the federal government and the United Nations IPCC. The precautionary principle says that if we have any doubt about whether it's safe for you or not, we're going to come down on the side of safety and restrict your freedoms. That's the way. But when the precautionary principle is needed, they ignore it and just let the bad guys get away with it.
All right, let's take a call, Harold, if you would like to join us on this topic. 800-313-9443 is the toll-free number. Join us. Get out your crayon. Write this down. It's 800-313-9443, and we'll go to Mick. Hello, Mick.
How you doing? I just wanted to add real quick. I don't know what the name of that disease is either, but my brother's got that, where you're laughing when you should be crying.
Yeah.
But looking at what, I saw that film clip too, looking at that, that doesn't look like it at all, because the more pressure you're under, the more you can't, do the right thing. And he just turned off that crying back into, or smiling back into crying just that quick. And so that doesn't look like it to me at all. I just wanted to add that.
Yeah, I wasn't using that as an excuse him. And I was simply bringing that up, that this disorder has been floated around in the media.
Right.
But I don't think it's the disorder, but you still could possibly make, and I'm just playing devil's advocate here, you could make the argument that he handles grief in his own unique way, and that such a pressing thing may have tweaked his emotions a bit.
Of course they would say that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I added the part about... living with my brother like that, being seen him his whole life like that, where I've seen him in a lot of trouble for when someone gets hurt really bad, instead of saying, oh, my God, he starts laughing about it. They're like, what, are you crazy? No, I can't help it. I can't help it. It's just...
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And, it's like Tourette's almost.
Right. There you go. I just wanted to add that, okay?
Yeah, Tim, thanks a lot. Man. That was a good call. You're exactly right.
Okay.
That you have to use your own judgment in these one by one. You just can't paint a broad brush, but the media tries to paint a broad brush by bringing this disorder up as plausible deniability for these antics.
See, the whole thing, I start people off talking to your average people. I tell them that the Patriot Act was written how many, 4 or 5 years before 9-1-1, and they scratch their chin on that one.
And
stuff, you know. The more you research, you got to connect the dots. Difference between intelligence and wisdom. You got to be able to connect the dots, but people don't want to do it.
Yeah, you're right. That intelligence and wisdom is a big divide, isn't it?
Even my wife. Well, I believe everything you're saying is true, but everybody wants to live their last of their life. Well, if the whole bottom's going to fall out economically, if this doomsday is really coming, let me just get a couple more days under my skin before it happens in FEMA camps and all the rest of it. This is the response I get from 99% of people.
Exactly.
It's enough to drive you crazy, but there's a few of us out there. I'll let you get back to the work at hand, guys.
Thanks, man. Appreciate your
thanks
call.
Thanks a lot, Tim. Yeah, a lot of people believe, just like if you're in a labor camp, that you have a social contract. If you're working on the plantation you have a contract with a plantation owner that you're going to pick so many bales of cotton a day, and then you're going to get three square meals. And people look at it that way. They have a social contract with their government, and they look at themselves, and they're happy to look at themselves. They're not as happy as they could be, but they're complacent enough to look at that contract with the government as just enough for them to get by, and they don't want to know anything else. And this has been taught through the last three generations ever since, you know, television was invented. That's been the tool for social control, for teaching generation after generation that they can only expect so much, so don't try to push back because we're not ever going to give you any more.
Yeah, the Tavistock Institute device. They call it programming for a reason, Harold,
yeah,
don't they?
That's right. I threw my TVs out the day after 9-1-1. I got my computer. I got one email. And I'm off to the races.
Yeah.
Right on. Yeah,
that's exactly right. Well, you know, I feel that I have to watch Rachel Maddow and I have to watch all of the opposition in order to find out what they want us to think. And that's just... sometimes.
Do you really watch Rachel
really,
Maddow?
Really disgusting.
You're one of the few people who still watches that.
I have to take a dose of medicine from both sides, you know, in order to find out and in order to know what this Machiavellian world is trying to manipulate. So, and I find that I'm better prepared to meet the next event when I know what they
right.
said. Asked. So.
You heard our local congressman is holding a gun rights class.
Ted
on
Yoho
the anniversary.
Congressman Ted Yoho is uninformed. He got into the Congress business without any real background. He's a large animal veteran.
That's a good thing, right?
Well, that's. And normally it's a good thing, but if the Tea Party is not necessarily a good thing, they're in there to raise hell and do radical things. But the media overwhelmingly turns everything that, even if it's something you and I would agree with, they trash it in the corporate controlled media unless they don't want to. And that's just the way it is. The control is with the media. It's not with the congressmen. If we were able to look under the hood, a lot of these things that were poo-pooed in mainstream media that Tea Party took credit for, we might find out that the Tea Party group wasn't so crazy after all to do this kind of resistance. But they're all co-opted. They will all fall in line at a certain point and become complicit with the same masters that are running the Democratic Party and the Democratic Socialists called progressives right now. So we have three parties. We have the progressives and the Democratic Party, who are the goose steppers, if you will.
Absolutely. You know, this Sandy Hook stuff is just one part.
That's
the
right.
Puzzle here, folks.
That's right. Just one manifestation. Hold on.
The Bob Justin Show.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arrives by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
All right, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. So Harold, break it down for us. What are some of the key points as to why Sandy Hook was not exactly what they made us believe it was?
Well, you can just go down the timeline that's on the black hole, Dr. James Tracy's website. And you can look at the inconsistencies that are cataloged day after day after day. Dawn Hochsprung, the principal of the school, was interviewed after she died. If you just want to look at inconsistencies, that's one way to do it. If you want to talk about what is the aftermath and what is the purpose, what is the perceived outcome? It's just a blatant government corruption. It's corruption at the top. It's not even the government anymore. After 9/11, we probably don't even have a government anymore in the old-fashioned sense. So why is it that some people who appeared in And Sandy Hook also appeared in the Boston Marathon bombing. Why were they interviewed there too? It just goes on and on. This conspiracy with using crisis actors is just so transparently a fraud that it's almost designed to be picked up as illegitimate in order to let the American people know that this is the end. You know, if you're paying attention, you got to know this is the end. And those people who don't want to exercise any skepticism will continue to be lost and be standing in line on Black Friday for the next Christmas. So, you know, that's the way it is. It's separating the men from the boys, so to speak, the wheat from the chaff, so that there's a division amongst those who are skeptics and about their government and those who just go along to get along. And we have to have sympathy for those people who go along to get along because they are preoccupied and they are handicapped by three generations of mind control in the last 20 years through flat screen TVs. So.
Oh, yeah. And other things, video games and all that stuff.
And the educational system that really de-emphasized civics or government in schools and push that to the background to send kids through science courses. The Sputnik chase from the 1960s, 50s and 60s. So you can go back to post-World War II and sort of look at how things changed back then. Before World War II, we were looking for ways to warm the Arctic. And now after World War II, they invented a scheme where a trace gas in the atmosphere is going to cause global warming for free, and that's turned into a bad thing. So you look at the paradigm shift after the Operation Paperclip, when the fascists in the United States were welcoming those from Nazi Germany with open arms to control the planet by launching rockets into orbit to look down on the population. And that's basically what's been happening.
Do you foresee more events like this taking place?
Well, the conspiracy theorists that don't check their facts are getting a lot of hits. I won't mention names, but some of them are religious based. And I look at that as unintentional disinformation. They don't break it down. They don't show their work. The dog ate their homework. And they just come to conclusions on the religious side. And there's a lot of participation in those types of sites. And I look at that and I wonder what's going on. What is going to be the aftermath? The consequences to this kind of groupthink on the wrong side, what I consider to be the reckless side of skepticism, uneducated side of skepticism, believe anything that's anti-government. If you do that, then you won't believe the good guys that are the rare good guy in government that comes along. Then you can be able to differentiate the truth from that one person, House Rule 2977, Dennis Kucinich, was a brief glimpse into reality on a weaponization of space. So you can't say that everybody in Congress is bad. It's difficult to find the good guys, and the good guys are not always good guys. They're good guys on some issues, and then they're complicit on others. So it takes a lot of work to figure out who's doing that. And I believe Ted Yoho is one of them.
Really?
Yeah, I think he's partially the good guy with good intentions, but he's uneducated on world events to the point where he allowed himself to get into a closed meeting with AIPAC right here in Gainesville, the 501c3 synagogue, to do political activism with the local AIPAC group, including members of the University of Florida. And, you know, when you talk to him on a radio show, he'll deny that he was ever there. But if you talk to him in private, he'll say, well, it's out of my control to determine who's allowed to come to these meetings. And I said, he and his wife, Carolyn, went to Israel and stayed at the King David Hotel after getting off of a luxury 747 with reclining seats that they could sleep on. So they were wined and dined at the King David Hotel, the same one that the same King David Hotel that was blown up by the terrorists, Irgun, now called Likud. They changed their name over the decades, a terrorist organization. So, you know, you have that to contend with. And I doubt very much if Ted Yoho knows the history of all of that stuff so he can put it together. And if he knew the history, I doubt that he would have been at the synagogue in this closed meeting that was off limits to the press. I was the only one to report it. I had a Confederate go to the meeting, take down bristling notes, and report back to me what went on. And I reported it in a column in Veterans Today. So he's still got a lot to answer for.
At the very least, you are able to speak with him in person. I got to give him that.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, did we ever get to talk to Cliff Stearns, our former congressman who was an incumbent for 20 plus years?
That's it. He's very evasive. He's very evasive too. You can go to one of his meetings and he will run the clock out on his comments.
Who will?
Cliff Stearns.
Yeah, but Ted Yoho, on the other hand, is very forthcoming.
That's right. That's exactly what I was going to say. I talked to him in the parking lot for 15 minutes about he's got to develop a better story about his attendance at the synagogue. I said he can't continue to get away with denying he was there on the Ward Scott show. So I said, you've got to come up with a better answer. You've got to develop a narrative on this thing. To his credit, he did vote against the invasion of Syria because he thought it was unconstitutional.
And he's part of the group sponsoring the movement to impeach Eric Holder. Got to give him that. You know, I'm no fan of congressmen and politicians in general, but I think this guy is, well, at least trying to, or coming from the right place. Whether he gets co-opted or not is a different story. And
he's been co-opted. We'll see if he gets less and less co-opted as he goes along and learns, because I think he's on a big learning curve now. But the time's almost up. It's, you know, it's a year now, so I know he wants to get reelected. If he serves two terms, he gets all of the benefits, the medical benefits, better than Obamacare, and he gets a retirement with two terms. And if he serves one term, he doesn't get anything.
So, all right, we got hour number two coming up in just moments. Steve Starrs will be joining us as well. Stand by.
The Bob Tuscan Show. With